Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day.
How much of a challenge has the first 5 weeks been for you, Russell Wilson?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's like my favorite Earth, Wind & Fire song, The Way of the World. You know, I'm built for it.
I got this 39 yards. Chargers win.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, NFL on Fox analyst Greg Olson, head of lifestyle and content marketing for NBA 2K, Ronnie 2K. Coming up, Buffalo Bills safety Jordan Poyer, plus actor Colin Hanks. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've been having a fun Tuesday show. If you're just joining us now on the Roku channel or any of our radio outlets, terrestrial or Sirius XM or the Odyssey app, where you been? Thankfully, we do have the Roku channel for you to catch up on anything that you may have missed at the end of this third hour on channel 210 on the free Roku channel. We re-air. We also have something called the Rich Eisen Show Collection, where most of our videos are cut up and put there for you to watch on demand. And you can also watch our show whenever you darn well please through the Rich Eisen Show collection portion of the Rich Eisen Show on all Roku devices, Samsung Smart TVs, Amazon Fire TVs. The Roku app has the Roku channel for free. Same with the internet, therokuchannel.com. We just had a great chat in hour number one with Greg Olson talking about what went down last night in the National Football League with the Chargers taking down the Broncos to wrap up week number six, as well as the Bills-Chiefs game that we're going to talk about in a second with somebody who played in it. Colin Hanks, one of our favorites, is in our green room right now. He's coming out to talk about his new Peacock show, A Friend of the Family. He's also got a Willie Mays documentary that he's part of that he wants to talk about, which is going to be terrific. We just had Ronnie 2K on this program. Yeah. And that's to celebrate the tip-off of the NBA season, a guy who's so uniquely involved with NBA 2K and its rating system. It was a great conversation. And he did what most people do, which is get married on a Saturday and appear on the Rich Eisen Show on a Tuesday.
makes sense.
And so it totally makes sense with anybody who is overcoming a collapsed lung appears on the Rich Eisen Show on a Tuesday as well after beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Jordan Poyer knows all about that. And the all-pro safety of the 5-1 Buffalo Bills joining us now on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Jordan?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing well, man. I got home late last night, but I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys for having me on.
Of course, because not only are you balling out, and not only are you balling out on a team that I said was going to win the Super Bowl, but you just made reference to you just getting back last night from a game that you played on Sunday in Kansas City, and the reason why is because you drove to or were driven to and from that game because of what's called a resolving pneumothorax, which I've never heard of a collapsed lung being called. Walk me through what went down for you to go to and from this game, Jordan.
It was a crazy process, honestly. I got injured in the Baltimore game, actually on the last play when I picked the ball off in the end zone. I collided with Duvernay pretty good, and I felt it instantly. Not instantly, but I adrenaline was going, but I felt it right after. I knew something was going on, so got a couple X-rays, and they call it a pneumothorax, basically a lung that just got punctured or a bruised lung. So obviously missing the Pittsburgh game, I was trying to get back, it was frustrating. I wasn't really able to do much, on or off the field. You had to just let it heal on its own. So, I basically just took kind of the week off, just trying to help the guys, win the game against Pittsburgh, doing what I can to coach. And then it started getting better, started feeling better. Kept getting a couple scans. I had a bunch of doctors looking at it. You know, we had a great team of doctors, man. Both our team doctors and you know, other doctors sent from the teams looking at my scans, and what it was there's an air pocket that was in my in my lungs that needed to get filled up. You know, they probably told me it was after the Pittsburgh game. They told me I probably wasn't going to be able to fly. If I was cleared to play, I probably wasn't going to be able to fly. And you know, everybody's asking, well, if you're not able to fly, how can you play? You know, I asked the same exact questions. I was asking a bunch of questions throughout the week. Like I said, it was a great team of doctors. You know, we finally came to the conclusion it was getting better. Probably the Tuesday before we played Kansas City this week, you know, it had gotten significantly better, but still not enough to where the doctors felt comfortable for me to fly because of the air pressure. But I was cleared to play. And I mean, you know, once I was cleared to play, man, I'm a ball player. So I'm trying to be out there with my teammates any way I can. We figured out a way to get me out of Kansas City. So I knew probably early on throughout the week what my situation was going to be. So I just had to really mentally prepare. It was a long drive, you know, 15 hours. We left Friday after practice. We drove. My family, my wife and my daughter took a trip with me. Had an awesome driver. His name is Joe. We took a Mercedes Sprinter. Left Friday after practice.
Hey.
Yeah, we mobbed to Indianapolis. Got to Indy that Friday night about 10:30. Stayed the night there. Left Saturday morning to get to Kansas City by about 4:30. Right about on time, we had meetings for the team. So played the game and basically did the same exact thing coming back. You know, right after the game, we left Kansas City at about 9:30 p.m., 10 o'clock. We got to Indianapolis at about 5:36 in the morning. We stayed there till about 1:30 because everybody was tired. We were all tired at that point. We all just slept our flights about 12:30, 1 o'clock on Monday. And then we mobbed the last 7 hours. We got home last night at about 11 o'clock. And, you know, that was a trip. It was one for the books, man. I mean, you know, I'll look back on it and talk. We'll talk about it with my family and whatnot. But you know, it was a lot easier coming back with the victory.
Wow, what a story, Jordan Poyer. Okay, first of all, if you don't mind me saying, this is the greatest Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van phone line conversation ever. You want to talk about on brand? Secondly, you know, let's talk about this drive here. First of all, okay, I'm a dad. How old is your daughter?
She's five. She's an absolute trooper, dude.
Oh, yeah, my God. So you did this with a five-year-old? That might be more challenging than a collapsed lung, man.
There was a lot of questions being asked. There was a lot of daddy, how much longer? You know, 5 hours. Daddy, how much longer? 4 hours, baby. Daddy, how much longer? It was a lot of that. But, you know, she's a trooper, dude. Like, I mean, she was mobbing. Like I said, it'll be a story for us to tell. My wife is, you know, taking videos and kind of documenting the whole thing.
Okay.
So like I said, it was something that, you know, I'll look back on and definitely be thankful that I actually have the opportunity to, you know, to do that.
And we all know here on the Rich Eisen Show, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is fully customizable. So did you have, like, TVs and stuff? Did you get, like, screen time going?
Yeah,
what do you got
here? We're driving a lot of this. There was, you know, a lot of the areas, there's no service. There was TVs on there, but, you know, with everything on our phones nowadays, I just downloaded a bunch of movies.
Okay.
You know, had the you know, wife was downloading a bunch of movies on the kid's iPad, on Aaliyah's iPad. So, you know, we kind of had the back row was a little bed area. I'll tell you what though, you did feel every bump in that van though, but it kind of rocked Aaliyah to sleep a couple times.
Love it.
But it was spacious, you know, not as comfortable as you would have hoped. But,
okay.
You know, we made it work though. It was
right.
Awesome.
Well, we'll edit that part out. At Jordan Poyer here. No, but in all seriousness though, it is amazing that you did this. I'm wondering, what did your teammates think of you being there in the manner in which you got there, Jordan?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, those are the main guys who, you know, I'm 10 years in this league.
Yes.
And I could have probably, we have a bye week next week. I could have probably just been like, look, you know, I don't feel comfortable. If I'm not comfortable enough to fly, I don't really feel comfortable enough to go out there and try to hit Travis Kelce, you know, coming over the middle. So
yeah.
That was in my thought process. But then again, I love my teammates, man. I love these guys. And like I said, it was just another opportunity for me. And once the doctors, you know, said that I was able to play, that kind of mentally-wise, I was like, okay, well, you know, let's just make it happen. And so, you know, those are the guys who, you know, I wanted to go out there and ball for. And so, you know, it was awesome to see, you know, how much love and support I got from them. Because at the end of the day, I really didn't want this to get out before I for sure, before – the game. But, you know, it got out afterwards, and, you know, I just love the support I got from everybody. It was really cool.
All-Pro safety, current leading interceptor of the 2022 NFL season, All-Pro safety from the 5-1 Buffalo Bills, Jordan Poirier, here on the Rich Eisen Show. And, look, it is just a regular season game. I get it. But the manner in which your last two seasons ended in the building that you drove from Western New York to go play in, what did it mean collectively as a group taking on the Chiefs and coming out with this win after everything that has gone down between the two teams, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a game that, you know, everybody wants to watch nowadays. You know, it's the Bills versus Chiefs, you know, but at the end of the day, like you said, you know, it was another week, and it was awesome to get the W going into the bye, especially against a really good football team. You know, like the Chiefs, who, you know, we've gone back and forth over the last couple of years, and they definitely got the best out of us. So, you know, we understand we're probably going to see them again. If we want to get to where we want to get to, we're probably going to have to see them again. We're probably going to have to beat them again. You know, hopefully it's at our place. But, you know, to go out there, like I said, and beat a very good team who, you know, like, and you know, to hold them to 20 points, you know, at their place, it was huge. And so, you know, we want to continue to keep that momentum. We want to get healthy. Obviously, have a huge bye this week, being able to get healthy and guys back and back to 100%. And so, you know, we got no easy task. You know, we got Aaron Rodgers coming into town Sunday Night Football in a couple weeks. So, like I said, getting healthy, and it was huge to get that victory going into the bye.
And again, it is a team game. I get it. But, you know, your ability, along with your other teammates on defense, to hold down Mahomes as much as you can, and obviously Taron Johnson with the pick to end the game, how much do you think, you know, maybe not in the moment, but overall, the fact that if there is a two-man MVP race between Allen and Mahomes, you have something to say about making sure Allen's offensive prowess is what's reminded all the viewers voters.
Those two are the best in the game. And I always say, you know, you're not going to stop Josh Allen, or you're not going to stop Patrick Mahomes, or you're not going to, you know, being able to limit them is what you really have to do. When, you know, opportunities come, you got to be able to take advantage of them when they get down in the red zone. You know, because you're not the Kansas City Chiefs are going to get down in the red zone. You know, and what the past couple of years, the red zone has been the biggest difference in the game when we have played the Kansas City Chiefs. What happens in the red zone has been the biggest difference in those games when we play them. And so when they get down there, being able to handle them in the red zone, being able to make them kick field goals, being able to take the football away like Tyree Elam did, being able to, like I said, take advantage of opportunities, being able to make teams drive the football down the field and then take advantage of the mistakes. No, that's what, you know, that's a really good defense, and that's what we try to do. You know, you gotta be able. You're not gonna stop every single team. That's damn near impossible to stop an offense like that. But when you're able to limit them, and then you're able to take advantage and create some takeaways for your offense and put them in field position and flip the field, you know, that's you know, the stats that other people don't see, that, you know, us in within our organization, our team, that's what we try to see.
And then in terms of building this team together, Jordan Poirier, the Buffalo Bills, you were one of the first building blocks as a free agent signee in 2017, paired with Micah Hyde right on the get-go. And what is your recollection of seeing Josh Allen for the first time when he was drafted a year later? What's your first story from me there?
You knew he had all the upside. He had all the tools. He had all the athleticism. He had the arm. He just had to play. He just had to continue to play. He had to, you know, make his mistakes and learn from them. And it's just been awesome to see, and just to be a part and to see his growth from when he first came here to till now. I mean, you could argue that he's one of the faces of the NFL. So he's definitely the face of our franchise, but I'm talking about the entire league. And just to see him come into his own and really, you know, put this team on his back. And he's the dude that I'll go to war with, you know, any day of the week, man. And it's just awesome, like I said, to see him grow. And not only on the field, but off the field, you know, his impact in the community out here in Buffalo, his impact in the community, you know, everywhere, you know, around the world. You know, I know you saw what he did after the game, going up to the kid after and giving him the football and taking a picture. I mean, that's just him, man. He's an awesome dude. I mean, he's a character. He's a leader. And he's, like I said, he's someone that I'll go to I'll go to war with any day of the week.
What's it going to be like in the film room if it is amongst the entire team when you watch back him leaping over Justin Reed, I think it was? What's that moment like?
You know, that's him, dude. Like, at this point, I'm not surprised anymore. It's like, I get excited, but I'm just like, I mean, like, what do you do? Like, what do you do? He's a 6'7" quarterback, 250 pounds, and he's hurdling guys. Like, that's just not, you just kind of have to put your shoulders up if you're a defender and be like, well, all right, coach, like, what you want me to do? Like, it's crazy. Because, you know, and I always tell you, I'm glad he is on our team. Because to be able to have that athleticism, to be able to have that arm strength, and it's got to put, you know, it's got to strike fear in defenders' eyes when he's running that ball down the field. He's not going to slide. I mean, even on the sideline, you can see him. He's getting closer out of bounds, and he's lowering his shoulder, putting him in the defenders, putting him on their back. So, I mean, that just sends a message not only to the other team but to us too. You know, as defenders, like, look, this dude is out here going in for his teammates. Like, let's roll. You know, and then he gets us all going.
Well, you said that's him. I don't understand. You're referring to Josh Allen as him. I thought him was Diggs. I thought Diggs was him. I thought
we all him. We all claim him. That's
Timothy.
That's how it is out here.
A lot of hymns. A lot of hymns. Yeah, Buffalo hymns. The Buffalo hymns. Yeah. Okay, very good. Yeah. I like it. So tell me about your pod that you're launching. What do you got? What do you got?
I got an awesome opportunity. Colin Cowherd, he's starting to do he's starting to get a bunch of guys around the league to do podcasts. So I'm going to be joining him in this digital media network called The Volume. It's just called the Jordan Poyer Podcast, and I'm going to be delivering instant reactions after all the Bills games, firsthand perspectives from the field, behind-the-scenes stories with the team, and interviews with my teammates and other players around the league. So I'm really excited about it because it's going to be really kind of unique and authentic with personalities, like I said, and from today's NFL. So it'll be cool to kind of break down the game and, like I said, how I saw the game. So it'll be kind of cool coming from players. I'm really excited about it. So they'll be able to download them on the Volume's YouTube channel and wherever you can get your podcast. So the first episode, I think, is about to drop tonight.
Okay.
Tonight or tomorrow. So we'll be talking, like I said, we'll be talking about a lot, what we talk about here, the Chiefs game, going in depth a little bit more about my trip. And I'm, like I said, I'm really excited about it.
Jordan Poyer, congrats on the start this year, everything going on with you in life. And let's do this on the regular. I appreciate you.
I really appreciate it. No, I love coming on here. I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to come on here.
Of course, Jordan Poyer. You got it, man. Best to your family. And, hopefully the drives are only during the bye week, just 5 minutes to the grocery store. That's it. That'll be great for you.
Yes, sir. Maybe to the golf course, too. Yeah.
Collapsed lung. Yeah, who cares? Let's go. Let's tee it up. Let it fly.
I'm good now.
Oh, you're good.
I'm all right now.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I'm all right now.
Well, I mean, geez, I know you were drafted in baseball. You were a two-way star in high school. Tell me, you're like a scratch golfer too? Are you scratch golfer too?
Oh man, that's my goal in life. You know, it's not all of our goals. I'm like a +9, +10.
Okay.
Probably right now, I'm probably like a +14.
All right.
I haven't played in a while, so
okay.
I started playing 2.5 years ago, so it's been a journey.
Okay.
I think it's a journey. It's a journey. A lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, okay. As long as it's not a 15-hour journey for you there as well.
Hey,
yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah, Rich, remember, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care, Justin Jordan Poyer. Greatly appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it.
Take care.
You got it. That's at @J_Poyer21 on Twitter and Instagram right here on the show.
I was going to say, remember, Brockman had Jordan Poyer as his defensive player of the year in our quarter post awards.
What's up?
Too.
There you go.
Shout out.
There you go. Very good. Let's take a break. Colin Hanks is here.
Hey.
Colin Hanks is here. Look at that photograph. Look at that blue steel.
Dapper.
Coming
That's
out
Magnum
here.
Right there, bro.
When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. Dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're kind of going through right now. One thing is certain, it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers, but over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all
in one place. So how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer is simple. NetSuite. It's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richpod right now. netsuite.com/richpod. netsuite.com/richpod. What's the fastest ball sport in the world? Not baseball, not tennis. It is, in fact, the sport of Jaialai, spelled J-A-I-A-L-A-I. Originating in the Basque region of Spain and played professionally in the U.S., most notably in the 1980s, Jaialai's making an unprecedented comeback. The ball reaches speeds of 150 miles an hour. The action is intense and the danger factor is high. Six-person teams of professional athletes play the sport at the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. I invite you to check out all the action Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m. and Friday night at 7 p.m. Go to HighlineWorld.com or download the free Jaialai app in the App Store. This sport, with its intensity and athleticism, is well worth watching. Check out all the action at HighlineWorld.com. Matches are played similar to tennis, with a player or team required to win two sets to win a match. Each set is played up to 6 points. It's a sport you need to check out. HighlineWorld.com, Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m. Colin Hanks is here, a friend of the family, streaming now. New episodes dropping weekly Thursdays through November 10th on Peacock. Our terrestrial radio audience just returned. So again, this is a true story, correct?
Yes.
And the true story is, I give you the floor, sir. Oh, you'll do a better job than
how
me
much,
trying to recap.
How much time
it.
Do we have?
You, whatever you wish.
There's a lot.
I know you've got a heart out at some point later this hour, so you go as you wish.
There's a lot to unpack. It's a true story about the Broberg family that they were in Pocatello, Idaho in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. They befriended another family that moved into town. They were a close-knit Mormon community. And the patriarch of the other family is a master manipulator and predator, and not only groomed their daughter and kidnapped her twice, but also groomed the parents and manipulated them by having relationships, inappropriate relationships with both parents in order to get to the daughter. So it's a very complex story about grooming and manipulation and just, you know, some really, really light stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to unpack.
And the predator played by the actor Jake Lacy, who people know from The White Lotus.
Of course, the amazing Jake Lacy.
He's
yeah.
terrific.
He's
in,
fantastic.
In that. And we saw Anna Paquin in, yep. in as well.
And
quite different than the last time I saw her as Brenda Warner in American Underdog.
That is true.
Different role.
Very true.
I must say.
Maybe a similar hair
Maybe.
Curl,
and
perhaps.
Then, and then everything else diverges.
And then everything else diverges, yeah.
And then look at you, man.
Yeah.
Look at you in this role. And you're kind of, like, if I didn't know you personally, kind of unrecognizable in your lid there.
It looks like I'm saying, you want me to have this hairstyle for how long?
So let's bring that up, because the last time you were on here was to promote another amazing thing that you were amazing in, The Offer.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Which, you know, thank I told you, you off
yeah, yeah.
air and whatever. Spectacular.
Oh,
and you spectacular in it. The fact there were no nominations is outrageous.
Oh,
I can say it.
Don't, keep
you,
going.
You sit there. Outrageous.
Oh, I love it.
Insane.
Outrageous.
I'll take it.
Okay. But you were here in a very rakish lid that looked great on you.
I appreciate
had
that.
Had no idea, though. It was also quite functional.
Yes.
Because
same jacket, by the way. Which is
that right?
I didn't realize the same, same jacket.
I didn't mean to
same outfit.
Call you out
no,
like
it's
that.
All, no, I don't care.
It's all right.
I'm nothing
but
if I'm
right
not consistent.
Things are all right.
I'm consistent.
There's a reason why. Because you literally shaved your head.
Yeah,
for this role, like what? Now that's look at you.
Yeah,
that look at
was that was the haircut that I was given. There was very conversation. You know, there were conversations very, very early on as to
damn
what the look of the show is going to be like. And I'm playing a real person. Bob Broberg was a person that actually really existed,
yes,
and
sir.
So he had a very distinct hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conversations were, you know, how do we want to approach this? And I went from a very practical standpoint of said, okay, well, what is going to be the thing that looks best on camera that will be the least amount of time in a hair and makeup trailer? And they said, well, the answer to that is shaving half of your head. And I said, okay, let's do it. And this was the photo that I sent out to everybody the day
that you did it.
I did it.
That's freshly shorn half head.
Yes. And here's what I've learned. If you have not heard from somebody in a long time, if they're not if they've ghosted you and they're not returning your phone calls or texts,
get
one of those hairstyles, zap it to them, and you will hear back from them in under a minute flat. Like right away. I heard back from every single person I texted when I texted him that photo. Yeah.
Now I know this is a loaded question, so I apologize for asking it without clearing it beforehand, but your wife thought what? What did Sam think about this?
She was nonplussed, I think is the word that I can say on this program. I don't know. If this was some other sort of show, maybe I could use the actual word. She was nonplussed. It's very rare.
It was just bad
because there's so many facets to it that were unfortunate. The one that I found that was the oddest,
yes,
was that, you know, the hair at the back of my head,
yes,
was not used to being in the front of the class, so it just didn't know what to do or where to go. They're like, we're not used to this. Where do we go? Do we go to the right? Do we go to the left? Are we just, we're going to go straight up. Like literally
full on revolt.
My hair had no idea what was going on, and inevitably I just looked like the Heatmeister from, you know, one of those, like, one of
claymation?
Those Christmas cartoons.
I went full claymation.
Yes,
look at that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there it is.
Damn.
Yeah, so it was just a lot of like, well, I guess we're doing this. And the weird thing is too, and it's 100% true, I was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, let's do this. And I was told like, yeah, this is like a galvanizing thing. Like, yes, everyone's going to really, it sets the tone, right? Shave my head. And then within 2 seconds flat, I went, I'm going to be stuck with this for the next 7 months. It didn't occur to me that, like, yeah, there's the making it easy, like in the morning in the hair and makeup trailer. But then there's also
the maintenance.
I'm going to have this haircut when I'm out of work. Do you know what I mean? And so, true story, about 7 days after I filmed that, I went to a restaurant in Atlanta that I had gone to once before.
Yeah.
And they had told me, okay, yeah, all right. Well, we take reservations now. I said, okay, not a problem. I'm literally going to be in 30 minutes. So they're like, all right, we need your credit card for the reservation. I said, okay, not a problem. Why do you need the credit card? Well, we're going to charge you in case you don't show. Okay, I'm coming anyway. It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. And there's a dress code. I said, what's the dress code? And they said, basically just, you know, no athletic gear, no sweats. I said, great, no problem. I show up in this jacket and a baseball hat. And they go, okay. Sorry, you have to take the hat off.
Get out of here.
And I went, excuse me? And she said, I told you, no athletic wear. And I said, you said no sweats.
Yes.
And she said, you're wearing a baseball hat. And so I had to sit in a restaurant, and thank goodness they put me in the corner of the restaurant. It was like Blair Witch. I was just sitting in the corner of the restaurant, just hate eating this food, just going, I am never coming back here again, ever.
I thought the punchline of this story would be, okay, you can wear the hat.
No.
There are other patrons.
No. They said, you can't wear it. Sorry.
So you had to promote the offer, like go to premieres and whatever for this Dynamite A-list program,
yes,
wearing this lid and all that sort
wearing
of stuff.
That hat. And now that hat, by the way,
yes, sir.
Here's what I've learned. That hat in London, that's a totally different vibe.
Oh, of course.
In London, I'm a gentleman. When I wear it here in the U.S., yeah, I look like the dancer for the Mighty Mighty Boss Thing. It is not the same.
Which is okay, though.
Which is fine. I love the Mighty Mighty Boss
Thing. Never had to knock on wood.
I'm not knocking that. Okay. I am not knocking it in
I
the slightest.
I know someone who has.
You never know when you might have to provide the music for the 1997 ESPYs. You never know.
It just looks very circa 1997. Like, you know, it was a little spot on.
So everyone must see a friend of the family.
Yes.
Just to know how much work went into it and sacrifice for your craft.
All of that. And you want to know what my dad calls it now?
What?
The neighbor next door show. All that hard work. He goes, hey, you're crushing it on this neighbor next door show.
Do you tell him it's what the name of it is?
Yeah, told him that's what I'm calling it from now on. The neighbor next door show.
What do you think of your hair? What do you think
of that? Thought it was hilarious.
Oh, Well, you're committing to the craft.
Oh, I mean, he was one I always heard back from very quickly whenever I would send him photos and videos all the time, and he was just never prepared for it. He was never prepared.
Was he ghosting you and you got a response?
No, no. I heard back from him. In fact, I would get videos of him that would just be him laughing. Like, I'm talking like that money pit laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Money pit
it
laugh.
It was that laugh.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot
fantastic.
Of that.
Fantastic. Colin Hanks here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, let's talk a little sports here.
Yeah.
You're one of the sweetest guys I know, and I set this up by saying this. How much pleasure have you taken in the Dodgers' demise as a Giants fan? I mean, like on a scale of 1 to whatever your number you're thinking right now.
I mean, this one goes to 11,
like
and let's just
tap.
Say it goes out of 10. Yeah, scale of 1 to 10, this one definitely goes to 11. Yeah, a lot of joy. I mean, look, I will say this. Definitely, I'm much more upset at the season that my San Francisco Giants had.
But if you're going to have a season like
but
that.
But if I'm going to have that kind of season to then watch essentially Jim Dodgers, as I like to refer to the Padres, or at least when they had those blue and white uniforms, Jim Dodgers. They look like the Dodgers twins. I really enjoyed seeing the Dodgers go down the way that they did. But look, here's the one thing I will definitely say, like across the board, all of these playoff games have been so fantastic.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere has been, I mean, it really does feel like everyone's waited 2.5, 3 years for like playoff baseball atmosphere. Like everybody's just going absolutely just bonk.
And the Padres to do that to the Dodgers, too.
I just love it.
Phillies to do it to the Braves is just... That's fan base dream type stuff. You
absolutely,
know? The Guardians to do it to the Yankees if they do it today. I'm sure those folks in Cleveland would, out of all the teams that they could pick, they'd probably pick the Yankees
But that environment, watching the Dodgers crumble on the road like that, I
love it. Right?
I never tire of
fill
that.
The tears right into your mug.
I never tire of that. Just fill all of Chavez Ravine with tears, Dodger fan.
And then what a better way to promote the Willie Mays documentary that you are a part of, sir.
See, this is why you are the national treasure with your transitions and whatnots and so forth.
Debut Tuesday, November 8th, 9 Eastern on HBO. Available to stream on HBO Max. Say hey, Willie Mays. You're one of the producers on the project. I mean, walk me through how this got started, what you did.
Well, my partner, Sean Stewart, and I, we make documentaries. And, made a documentary about the Crazy Crab, which is the San Francisco Giants mascot many, many moons ago. And we've always sort of looked at Willie Mays as being sort of the story to tell from a Giants perspective.
Yes.
If there is anybody whose story has not been told yet, Willie was the one. He's the greatest of all time, in my opinion. And there's an entire generation of baseball fans that never got to see him play, myself included, who don't know really just how important he was to the sport, how dominant he was in the sport, but also just how much of American culture he represented it in his time and place. And so we tried very, very hard for many, many years to be able to tell his story. And eventually he said yes. And so we got to go up to San Francisco and meet with him and sort of chat with him, talk with him before a game there at his suite at Pac Bell, which I still call it Pac Bell.
Yes.
And he agreed. And so Nelson George, who's an incredibly talented filmmaker, he directed the documentary. And it's really, it's Willie's story. It's Willie's story of him coming up in baseball and just what a force he was, not only in the game, but what a force he was for style, for the culture, both in New York and San Francisco, while he was playing.
So at some point you were part of the process, or Sean Stewart was part of the process to get him to say, okay,
we nurtured it.
You got to get comfortable with you.
Yeah. Well, we really sort of planted the seed very, very early on, but that we would very much love to be able to be a part of, telling his story. And it took a long time, and the people over at Spring Hill, which is LeBron James's production company, they came on board because they also saw the potential in the story. And I think those two things, in combination, I felt probably put us over the edge. And so we then met with him and sort of gave him reassurances and whatnot. And Nelson is such a talented, great guy that I think Willie just looked at Nelson and said, like, all right, all right, kid, like, go for it.
And I also saw on your Instagram you're doing a John Candy doc too. That's your next one.
That is, yeah, that was the
you and Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan approached me about directing a documentary about John Candy.
You're directing it.
Yeah,
huh?
That one's. Yeah, I'm gonna go back for that one. Yeah,
fucking greatest.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited
so
with
who
that
are you gonna,
one.
Like, you gonna Moranis? Who are you gonna?
We're gonna
what's
try and get
Steve
every,
Martin.
Yeah, we're gonna try and get everybody. Yeah, I mean, John, it was such a unique. Individual.
Mel Brooks, you gotta sit him down, man.
Listen.
Come on.
Can I borrow your camera? Can we go down right now?
I mean Spaceballs? Let's talk about Spaceballs.
But John was just such a special individual and really truly holds such a unique position within sort of the American like zeitgeist and pop culture and comedy and film history that it just sort of seemed like a no-brainer. And, you know, honestly, when Ryan Reynolds says, like, hey, you should do this, you just go, yeah. And that's how some guys end up with, like, you know, Welsh football clubs. And
yes,
that's
do.
How I end
Wrexham?
Up with the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get a little Wrexham in.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really very excited.
That is so.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I'm going to go deep. I'm going to go deep candy on you here.
Please.
Okay? There was a movie that I and the rest of my high school friends loved. We watched it about 100 times, called Going Berserk.
Going Berserk.
If you not, I'm telling the director of the John Candy documentary. Oh, Dick, it's called Going Berserk, and it was Eugene Levy was in it, and all the SCTV folks were in it, and it was stupid and dumb, but man, did we watch the hell out of that thing. And would you look it up? Did Carl Reiner direct that? I don't know if he did, but you know, I know Carl Reiner directed.
David Steinberg directed.
Okay,
it.
So he's another guy you could sit down with, right?
Well, like,
and I think Carl Reiner did Summer Rental with him. Or
yeah,
stuff
of course.
Like that.
Yeah, Summer Rental.
You know, and so
who's Harry Crumb was the big dumb one that I watched a million times. Yeah. I watched that movie about a bazillion times on cable TV.
You
got to
sit
up.
Down with Turtletown, right, for a little bit of the Cool Runnings.
Absolutely love nothing more than to sit with John Turtletown for hours and
he
hours.
He gave me
hours.
My first ever movie credit.
That's how we met.
And was, Disney's the kid.
He took me.
That's right.
And you were his plus one for a movie premiere, and we met in
we met
in the bathroom. But that
these are things that are offline, Colin.
That's true. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. So that shouldn't be in the documentary or on your show. Okay. Good to know. Can we go back to my hair just to get us back to the subject? No, I'm just trying
to
get us off that subject.
Are you keeping it?
I'm desperately trying to grow this in.
To go back out?
I'm throwing chia seed on this just to see if I can get this to grow any faster. I will pay good money if anyone in a pottery class just makes a little like clay sculpture of my face. Just so that we could make like a de facto chia head out of it.
It looks good on you, though. I got to be honest.
I appreciate that. The amount of people that told me that I was very lucky that I had a good shaped head.
Yes.
I mean, talk about
important.
Okay. Yeah. Like, important. I'm really glad I lucked out.
It is important. Hey, look at you.
It's important.
Look at him.
It's important.
See,
if he grew his hair in, he would look like your character. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. You got the full horseshoe going on.
I would look worse.
I'm telling you. Halloween's coming up right now. You could be the only person dressed up as Bob Broberg for Halloween. I say go for
deep
it.
Deep cut. For you anything.
It's a deep cut. And how's the Hank's Kerchiefs business going for you?
Good. We're plugging away, man. HanksKerchiefs.com. Mm-hmm. Get one when you need one. You're always going to be grateful for it. Yeah, it's going great. We've been busy coming up with some new designs and coming up with some fun ways of selling them. So it's always a good way to spend a portion of my day instead of, you know, talking about, you know, wearing makeup and pretending to be other people. To actually, you know, work on something physical that I can
actually touch. And again, I'll say it again. The offer.
Oh, thanks.
Is dude. Truly one of the greatest things you've done in that sound a lot.
Thanks, it was great.
I appreciate that. You saw too. TJ saw too.
I was the first one who told you. I was like, Colin, you are so unlikable.
He did.
It's great.
The last time I was here, he basically just said, "Man, I hate you."
Right.
Well, then, well, not you.
Know,
you.
No, spoiler alert.
No, I
not
know.
You.
I
love you.
Spoiler alert. I mean, you got to watch all the way to the end.
I know.
You got to watch all the way.
He
to
redeems
the end.
Himself.
Watch all the way to the end. He's a.
But I'm telling you, Del Tufo, you being the Mr. Godfather over there, you've got to see this.
I know, and I have to get time.
You know,
to sit. Everyone I said is amazing. It is
amazing. It is everyone truly amazing. Great. And I think, did you know, I don't know if I told you this or not, but Susie and I binged it, mm-hmm. and we were so upset it was over. Remember I texted you, I'm like, please tell me there's more. And you're like, you know, I mean, I don't know if there's going to be the making of Godfather Part 2.
You were pitching me, like, I'm what, like, about Apocalypse Now?
That's right.
Like,
that's
all these other ones we can go.
Let's keep going. Like, there's got to be ways to keep this thing going. And so you're like, yeah, I don't think so. And so we, on the flight back, because we were able to get away to Europe over the summer, on the way back, the flight did have Godfather 1 and 2, and we watched them together.
Very
back
nice.
Back to back, because we were so, you know, locked in on the whole subject matter.
Oh.
You know.
Did I tell you about the first time I saw it? It was actually like a different cut where it was told in chronological order.
What, The Offer?
No. The Godfather.
Oh, yeah, so they mix it up. They mix it all together.
Yeah, when I first watched it, it was, they start off in Godfather Part 2, and you see Don Corleone like come to America and all that sort of stuff, and then you get into The Godfather Part 1.
How is it like that?
Me personally, like, in an interesting way to view it, but I think Godfather 2 is so special because of the way that it's cut, because it jumps forward and backwards in time like that.
It's beautiful.
That it sort of makes it adds a little bit more to it. So to see it that way, but then again, I was 13. I was still just like, what's going
really?
On?
Because Zan, my 14-year-old, wants to see The Godfather for the first time, and I'm like, I don't know if... You look at horses the same way again.
Well,
I mean,
the horse
like,
thing, yeah, maybe not. But
toll booths.
But don't underestimate just the pace. I think the pace is they're just going to be like, what is going on?
I know, it's certainly to a TikTok generation.
All
it's
day
like,
long with this. What is
hours.
Happening? Okay.
I get about the whole family thing.
Gosh, we get it. Could be. I'm not saying that's how Zan's going to approach it. Right. I'm just saying.
And I just love the fact that, you know, I did not know. The Offer taught me that the reason why Al Ruddy, the famed producer of Godfather, did not do Godfather Part 2 is he wanted to do The Longest Yard.
Because he had
no
promised
idea.
Burt Reynolds that he was going to do it. That was really the thing. Al Ruddy had given his word that he was going to go make that movie.
And
you
never go back on your word.
And he never goes back on his
clearly.
Word. Yeah.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
You got to see it. It's truly amazing.
I know,
you're
I
great.
Have to.
No, now I'm
I
thinking about
to.
Burt Reynolds in The Godfather and what part he would play.
Nope. I don't think so either.
Would he have been
Mo
a better...
Green. He'd have been Mo Green.
Godfather
That's
epic
Mo
is
Green.
What you were talking
chewing
about.
Gum.
Can chewing... you imagine he's just on that bear rug just chewing on an orange somehow,
That's
just
right.
about to die.
Yeah, laughing.
Just hairy chest.
It's odd that the Corleone mom would be Sally Field. It's really weird. Really weird. Really, really weird. Check out, by the way, those on Roku, Paramount Plus is right here. You should check out The Offer. It's amazing. And check out on Peacock, A Friend of the Family, streaming right now every Thursday. New episodes all the way through to November 10th. And then November 8th is when the documentary Say Hey, Willie Mays appears on HBO, available on HBO Max. Everyone check out HanksKerchiefs.com. To go check out this man's great product. You're awesome.
Not as awesome as you are, Rich.
Right back
Thank
at you.
So
Good
much,
to
folks.
See you. Good to see you. We'll wrap up this show and tell you about the rest of the week in a sec. This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Influencer. It's a word that gets tossed around a lot these days. There is a woman who went the distance, who broke ground as the first true influencer by living a remarkable life. Her name, Elizabeth Taylor. I'm Katy Perry. This is the story of the original influencer. This is Elizabeth the First.
Elizabeth the First, the podcast, wherever you listen.
If you're looking for a new home and looking to buy a new home, Navy Federal Credit Union's got loan options and resources that help their members save and make sure they get the best deal. Right now, Navy Federal will contribute up to $1,000 as a lender credit towards closing costs on your new home. Plus, members save on their monthly payments since there's no requirement for private mortgage insurance. That's not all. Navy Federal offers low rates and fees, too, so you could save even more. And Navy Federal's experts can help you choose the best option for you so the home loan process is as smooth and experience as possible. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Qualifying members with purchase mortgage applications after September 16th can receive up to $1,000 towards actual closing costs applied to closing with no cash back and subject to loan program maximum contribution limits. Terms subject to change. Ask your loan officer for detail. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. I love Colin Hanks.
Is today over? Is the show's over?
It is. Went fast, didn't it?
Quick.
Jeez. Went fast, didn't it? Looks like a nice day in Yankee Stadium for baseball. Game five. Out. Here we go. Sun's out. Nestor's out.
Del Tufo, you and Rich nervous?
Of course.
I am. Rich is it? Rich still has got, he's got August Rich.
No. Here's the way. If I can describe it, I even said this to Brockman the other day when we were on the phone about something else. Is that these games are 3.5-4 hours long, and it is just nerve-wracking. Every split second is just nerve-wracking. Man. Every pitch is nerve-wracking. Every base runner, I think, is going to score. Every swing that the Guardians make contact, which is every single one of their swings, I'm thinking is going to find grass, because it does. You know, and Francona is Francona. And then part of me is like, I'll say it, Chris, what I told you the other day. If it ends, I don't have that pit in my stomach. And then I don't have to sit there and watch them take on the Astros, which is just whatever I've just described times 10.
Yeah.
And then there's the Jets. There's Michigan. I got other things going on. I got kids. I got
you
stuff.
See, that's not.
By the way, but I said the same thing to you.
It's I know, like, that may not sound like a fan.
My team being not in it, I actually am a little bit relieved to, like, not have to go through the stress.
It's work,
of,
man. It's a lot of work.
Of 4 or 5 hours of stress every single night.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But I go through it, and when they win, it's the greatest thing ever.
It really is.
It's kind of like fantasy football. Like, you know how great Monday is when your fantasy football team wins? It's kind of the same thing.
And it would kind of suck that the Judge season winds up without, an ALCS appearance against the Astros, you know, and I, as you know, I was hoping not to face the Astros because, as you know, you tell those.
Well. They know
you could tell those. You could tell those. You know what? That no Yankees coming to Houston. They go full Costanza on you right there. This NFL season, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, Thanksgiving, and Christmas triple headers, the international series, and every postseason game. Who's on tomorrow's show, Chris? We have a good lineup, don't we? I shouldn't say that with higher register, right? I shouldn't go higher register right there.
Fitzmagic is calling in first hour.
He's really good at the television.
It's magic. You know, he is.
They put him in the middle of that set for a reason.
His beard is a little distracting.
No, it's not. It's
but,
great.
But I do like his insight.
Me too.
Hall of Famer Chris Carter calling in hour two tomorrow.
Yes, because everything he does is be on NFL Icons this Saturday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And then third hour.
And I want to talk to him about what he's doing late November. Because you know how I'm talking about things these days.
Oh, goodness.
Rich.
You are just digging
holes
for that.
Why?
Rich.
I think he might have been. He might have been in the building when I said hello to the faithful at the jacket dinner.
I would say 100% in the building.
No, he was in the building, but he was probably in the mosh pit waiting to be introduced, probably not hearing a damn thing.
Got it. And Mark Helgenberger is coming back. It's been 8 years.
Yep. 8 years?
She was on in November of 14.
One of our first ever in-studio guests?
First ever.
Now will be our latest.
She's back.
She is indeed. All right. Thanks for taking in this Tuesday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I am now going to spend the next 5 hours trying to not vomit in my own mouth. We'll be back on Roku to wrap things up in a moment.
Ross Matthews talks to celebrities, friends, and people with interesting stories to tell. Who's saying, "Hello, Ross," this week? Chelsea Handler.
I'm not home enough to have a third dog. My housekeeper basically is their parent. I'm not going to get another dog so that she has to take care of another dog until one of these dogs exits.
It's a good move. I have three rescue dogs and only two hands. And when you're one person, that's too hard to do. I recommend two max, okay?
Use your foot, Ross.
Hello, Ross. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen.